Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you and worship you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Father, as we come to you today on behalf of your word, I ask you to reveal to us the truths from your word that you want us to hear so we can walk in the God kind of love and the God kind of faith and the God kind of power that you have for us. Now, thank you, Father, for your word. And bless us as we read and study your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The God kind of love. We're teaching a series we've been teaching for a while on how to walk in divine health. Because I know that's what everybody wants to do. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to have to go to a hospital. Because, as you know, hospital stays are very, very expensive. And even health insurance is very, very expensive. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you didn't have to have none of them? Well, according to God's word, you can. You can live there. You can live in divine health. But there's a lot of requirements from God's word to walk in divine health. One of those requirements is walking in God's divine love. And this is the God kind of love that we're talking about. You will find this love and how it acts in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. I'm going to recap those again today for you. I want you to know what this God kind of love is. You need to hear these over and over and over. Now, the God kind of love is this kind of love. This is what it does. The God kind of love suffers long and is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast about things. It is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It does not seek its own way. It is not easily provoked, and it thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity or sin, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things, and it hopes all things, and it endures all things. Love, the God kind of love, never fails. Now, that's the goal that we're seeking for. Now, if you have that kind of love in your heart, you should be able to see God do some wonderful things. Now, that beginning of that love is shed abroad in your heart when you become the new creature. When you become the new creature in Christ, but it's a fruit, and the love is a fruit of the Spirit. So you'll have to grow that fruit. You'll have to practice. You'll have to work on it. And it's, if you have this God kind of love, the love of God in our hearts is the proof that this next verse that I'm going to read to you is true. Now then, once we have this God kind of love, Colossians 1:13 says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, if we don't have God's love in your heart, you're not saved. Some people say, well, I just can't love him. I just can't love them. Well, you need to get saved. Because if you are saved, you're a new creature, and you have the God kind of love, and you can love. Now, you have a choice to love or to hate. But if you have the God kind of love in your heart, you will have the power in you to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if you don't have that God kind of love in your heart, you are not saved, and you are still dead spiritually. And let's see what this next verse says in 1 John 3:14. We know, now this is very clear, John says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. In other words, if you have this wonderful love in your heart for people, I mean, you just love to be with people. I mean, you love to talk to people. You love to go to church. You just love to be with God's people. If you love to be with God's people, the scripture says in 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life. For what reason? Because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death or spiritual death. No is positive, isn't it? I mean, that's a very positive statement. We don't think. We know. He is not talking about physical death here. This is spiritual death. Physical death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. Where does death come from? The devil. The Word of God says, there is no death in heaven. No death. It does not come from God. God calls it the last enemy. If death is an enemy to God, that's the last enemy that he will destroy. And aren't we glad? We think that in this flesh and blood body that we live in, that we spend so much money on taking care of it, and we're supposed to take care of it. Far too many of us spend too much money, I think, taking care of this piece of flesh, which really, you think of the people that have spent thousands of dollars to put beautiful clothes on their body, thousands of dollars for special perfumes and all kinds of stuff that we use, and yet one day this body will be totally destroyed and turned back to dirt. Wow. Doesn't make it worthwhile, does it, to think of all the money we spend on this body. So we should not be building our treasures on earth, but we should be loving the brothers, leading people to Christ, building our future in heaven, because that's the only thing that's going to last. So we need to think about that. I think about the people that's been involved in all the different things. I mean, from the tsunamis all the way down through the hurricanes. I think, and my heart just bleeds for those people. And I can only imagine myself what it would be like for all the things I've worked my life. I mean, I have built things. I built a home. I paid for it. And I built my barns and all the things I've built. And, I mean, technically speaking, it's all falling apart. I can see it. I think about my tractors and combines and everything. Slowly but surely, every year, they just fall apart. Everything deteriorates and falls apart. But I think about the poor people, especially those in the hurricanes and the tornadoes and everything else that had to leave their homes because of the devastating winds and rain. And then when they got to, some of them hadn't got to come back yet. But when they do go back, when they find there's nothing, absolutely nothing left, at least they still have their families, hopefully. But some of those people didn't leave, and some of them stayed, and many of them died. Some of them don't know where their children are. So, I mean, I see people on television when they say that, you know, I lost my wife and two children in this. I don't even know where they are. Can't even find them. Well, my heart goes out to those people. I know. I have had the misfortune, if you want to call it that, to lose family members, many of them, myself. So I know what it is to lose people you love. But on this earth, everything that's flesh, what you see sitting right here someday, unless Jesus comes again and catches it away, which I believe that's not going to be too long away, I believe the return of the Lord is at hand. Because all these things that's happening, he said in his word, were going to happen just before his return. Wouldn't surprise me if Jesus come this year or next year, but whatever. He told me to occupy until he comes. He told me to walk in love. He told me to be about his business. He told me to be telling people about Jesus. He told me to be healing the sick. He told me to be doing all these things. He said, occupy till I come. That's what I'm doing. But when he comes for me, I know he's going to take my soul and my spirit with him, but my flesh will stay right here on this earth, and it will turn right back into dirt. But at least that way, I will be free. And in heaven, there is no death. But on this earth, the devil is the god of this world, and he is the author of death, and everything dies. I don't care what it is, it dies. Nothing on this earth lives forever. And when God originally created the earth, he created it and it was supposed to remain, and things were going to last forever. Adam and Eve was never going to die. He created them to last forever, even though they were made out of dirt. They were flesh and blood, but he designed the originals to last forever. But because of sin, we open the door to the devil, and the devil is the author of death, and he comes in. But the Lord tells us there, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Now, if you're a Christian, or you say you're a Christian, and you don't love people, you need to examine your life. If you did accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then the love of God was shed abroad in your heart, and you have never developed your fruit, if it's still that little tiny seed, you know, you need to start developing that. Because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart so you can love everybody. And the more you develop that fruit, the greater will be your love one for another. And when you develop that fruit of love and that fruit and of love and joy and peace, and you start exercising the knowledge that you have from the Word of God, which is faith, when you exercise those two and speak God's Word, you will get to see the King of the universe answer your prayers and do some great and mighty things. You will get to see him when you lay your hands on one of your own children. Or you pray for your spouse, your wife. If you're the husband, God holds the husband accountable to walk in this God kind of love. He commands the husband to love his wife as Christ loved the church. So the man is to have the God kind of love in his heart, and he's to love his wife and his children with that God kind of love. Now, any man that's obedient to that, and his wife is subject to him, then that man can pray for his wife for anything that he asks for, and God will give it to him. He promises in his word and his children. If the enemy tries to come upon his children, he can pray, rebuke the enemy, and see his children set free, his wife healed. He can walk in divine health. All these promises are yours when you walk in the God kind of love and you read and study the Word. Now then, if you're not walking in that God kind of love, then you're not going to see God do these wonderful things. But whatever you do as men, if you're a man, get in God's Word. I mean, some men will say, you know, well, I don't go to Bible study, or Sunday school, we used to call it. I don't go to Bible study because, you know, I don't need that anymore. I'm an adult. Well, let me tell you, if you're not walking in the abundance of God's power, you need Bible study. I need Bible study. I study the Word of God a lot, and still, I'm nowhere close to where I want to be in God's power. Although I've seen thousands of healings and miracles and answers to prayer, I still have them that don't work once in a while. And I know when it doesn't, it's always my fault. I don't want any failures when I pray for people that need help. I would love to see God do things. Now, I do get to see him do.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.